coming up on TMS. Kim is a wizard.
Creepy clown keeps McDonald's down.
Miss pregnant if you're nasty.
Beer batteries in Colorado.
Man bun sparks fight on a plane.
As well it should. Recommendals.
Tom's Tech Time and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
I find myself a little speechless at the moment.
Who the hell are you?
Oh, why isn't that working? Hold on. Bit.
The Morning Stream. Because knowing is half the battle.
All right, I don't know what that was. Glitched out
Go
for a second.
Scott Fletcher.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Scott Johnson, and it's him, Brian Ibbett, and it is The Morning Stream. Welcome, everybody. Hello, Brian. What's going on?
Hello, Scott, and listeners and people out there in podcasting land.
It's the 12th of October, 2016. I'm stretching. I could have done this before the show, but I'm doing it now. Oh, that feels good.
Picked the wrong time to stretch.
Oh, that feels good. All right. Hey, what's up? It's time for us to do another show. It's Wednesday. It means it's midweek, hump day. So everybody go home and hump. I don't know.
Just find a nice tall chair and go to town.
Find a chair you can stand behind creepily during a debate and let us know how that goes.
I was doing that very subtly, not to spark the...
you didn't want to go all the way, did you? Is that what you're saying?
Didn't want to go all the way.
Hey, look, I got news today. So Nicole's not with us, but we have recommendals anyway.
Right, right.
So there's no worries there. That's still
happening. Yeah, and here's the weirdest part. Yeah. Plot twist.
Yeah.
Scott adhered to the rules.
Entirely adhered to the rules.
Oh my God, I hope you and I didn't pick the same movie. What? Nope, I'm looking at it. You did not.
I doubt it. Yeah, probably... the closest I've come, or the most adherent I have been to the rules since we've started this little game.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, it was a really easy pair of cards this week.
Yeah, it feels like. But since she's gone, it feels a little toothless because I can't mm-hmm. show her my hard work, you know? Right, but I'll let her know. I'll say, yeah, way to go. One day you're not here and I'm, you know.
Following the rules.
Freaking nail it. Next week it'll be some half-ass thing again. So, sorry, this is the way it is.
Oh, no, next week's easy. It's free-for-all.
Oh, is it? Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, because she's not, because they're moving and stuff, right?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a busy time for them. Are they all done? Have they got the house? Is it all done? Are they coming out there?
I believe so. Yeah, I mean, that's all happening. I think right now is the process of them moving to Mark's mom's house because the people who are getting their house get it sooner than they get the house out here in Colorado.
Yeah,
so
that's always hard to stagger that and get it like so it's right on.
Totally is. It's like such a keeping multiple plates spinning kind of thing, especially when you've got two small kids and a business that your own business that you can't let. There's another plate you got to keep spinning.
Yeah, you can't just go, hey boss, I'm taking the next 2 weeks off to move. Doesn't work that way anymore. Mm-mm. I know this feeling. Somehow we worked it out so that ours happened the same weekend as the other people moved in. I don't know how we did it. We were sure it wasn't going to work out, but somehow that exact weekend we moved out, the people who bought our house moved in, and we moved in here. And I don't know how we worked that out. I feel like we should never move again because we're tempting fate, because you only get one of those in your whole lifetime. Chat room, if you're wondering what this is, it's a here, Brian, I'll show you. I just realized it was on my finger and I was pointing it at the camera and I probably should address it. This thing right here. I don't know why this is on my finger. There's a little smiley face on it.
It's a heart you've befouled.
My wife gave me this as like a little squeeze unit for doing shows. So like I have a thing to distract myself that isn't noisy. You know?
Yes, because I hear every once in a while the cap fall off your pen.
Or, something hit the floor.
Exactly.
Right.
That's a good point. I should have something too.
And it's just a little foam heart that's got a face on it, and I just squeeze it. And it feels pretty, actually it feels really good on my wrist. It makes my wrist feel nice and supple, and it's a word I really don't want to be using.
All right.
Oh, you got something? What'd you get? Yeah, see? This will even go on my nose because I made.
This
a
is
hole.
Actually like a nose. Yeah, this is one of those clown noses.
There you go. We're looking good, dude.
There we go. TMS. Creepy clown since 2011.
Take us seriously for the next hour, won't you, people? pretend it's perfect. Not even on our face. Anyway. I think smells funny. Anyway, so I got to tell you.
Like comedy.
I got to tell you a story about my wife that makes me extra proud to be her husband, I suppose. So she has a niece. Her name is Anna. 14 years old. Lovely young girl. She's just, you know, kicking it in junior high. Smart kid. She's great. I love teasing her. She's got a boyfriend named Dallin. I like to tease her about Dallin. It's just kind of the thing uncles do, right?
Right.
And yesterday was her birthday. So her mom wasn't around. She had to work or something. And so Aunt Kim, everyone loves Aunt Kim. Aunt Kim is famous in the extended family. If you are a niece or a nephew, it's all about the Aunt Kim. I'm telling you.
I believe it.
They love Aunt Kim. Because she's always giving them stuff, and there's candy, and there's this, and there's that. She's always just somebody who's always there to give you whatever you need. So anyway, Kim goes to her school during lunch period, right? And so you got a big junior high cafeteria filled with these pre and barely pubescent teenagers with all the hormones raging, just like the
just
big
starting and, to smell and get hair in places they don't want to have hair.
Exactly, it's just a big festering pot of hurt feelings and bad ideas, right?
And goofy voices and exactly.
All of it. So she goes in there with a big thing. I think it was donuts. Anyway, some kind of big box full of donuts, like multiple boxes full of donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Takes it in there. Gives it to her at lunch in the middle of this cafeteria. So here's, you know, here's Kim walking in, plops it down in front of her, and then somehow manages on the fly, impromptu style, got the entire cafeteria to sing happy birthday to my niece.
Oh, so, well, because they thought they'd get donuts. Probably.
Well, probably, and a fair amount did, I suppose. And they just all just sang this big, loud, rousing rendition of happy birthday and made her whole week. So I just want to say I think my wife might be some sort of wizard.
Yeah,
I've married a wizard, and I don't know who to report that to or how to deal with it, but so far so good. I'm safe so far.
There is the Wizard Registration Act. Yeah. So yeah, she is going to need to
I forgot about that.
She's going to need to just go and fill out some forms and say, "Okay, wizard, you know."
I've seen those websites. Is there a wizard living next door to you? Here's what you need to know.
Wizard.
The Utah Wizard Registry Act.
If you see magic, say something.
Anyway, I'm
very
I guess
good.
I
and,
guess wizards
and congratulations, she picked a royalty free song to sing, right?
Yeah, she did. She well, it is now. It didn't used to be, right?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Exactly.
When did that change? Did it just change?
Like 6 months ago, yeah.
No. I feel like that wasn't gonna happen in our lifetime, but I'm glad I guess that it did.
For sure.
Yeah, because I don't want to sing Beatles songs and stupid shit like that. I want to sing the proper Happy Birthday song, the only one that matters. Happy Birthday.
The Beatles song still is under copyright. You can't do that.
That's true. Before this copyright lifted, and let's say you and I wanted to make a short film and we had to use a birthday song, what would we do? Make something up? Kind of like Chi-Chi's does?
That's exactly why those restaurants don't do the... you know, regular happy birthday song where they say, you know, it's happy, happy birthday from Bennigan's to you. We fed you a lot of crappy food. We hope
you have to poo.
Gargled all your Pepsi and spit in your stew. Anyway.
Gargled all your Pepsi. That's amazing. Oh my gosh. I just picture a whole kitchen of people going, "All right, got another one for table four. Here you go."
Right.
Okay, that makes sense.
With only 4 or 5 Bennigan's left, it's not like they're going to come after me for that one. So bring it, Bennigan's.
Can they do this now? So can like a TGI Fridays, can they just go ahead and do the normal song, or is it now a tradition to do it the way the restaurant does it?
Probably a tradition. Like I think if you were opening the new P.F. McGillicuddy's restaurant, then you could probably start the trend of doing the real happy birthday song.
Brian, I would eat at a P.F. McGillicuddy's.
Wouldn't you? Yeah.
Oh,
I would love it. I'm guessing, here's my imagination, here's my visualization for my future restaurant, P.F. McGillicuddy's.
Okay.
We're going to have there's going to be a trombone randomly nailed to the wall.
Got it. Perfect.
The wait staff will be wearing blue and white striped tops.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's all coming together.
Black pants, right? Because servers, black pants.
Totally.
Let's see.
What's the lighting like in this restaurant? What kind of lighting are we
going to have? Oh, well, we're going to have those kind of stained glass lamps that you see over pool tables in bars.
All right, perfect. Nailing it so far.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what's on the menu? Yeah, what's on the menu?
The menu will have an old-style font, like not like a black letter font, but a like a Calliope circus lettering font at the very top that says P.F. McGillicuddy's, probably with a an Adobe effect where the edges of the words are smaller and they get larger in the middle.
Making
kind of an arch shape.
Right. Okay, I'm in. Do they wear, is there headwear in the wait staff or no? Just normal
top hats.
Top hats, got it.
Everybody wears a top hat.
This
and
is great.
The mascot for the restaurant is a monocled, curly mustachioed, old-timey man.
Yeah, P.F. McGillicuddy.
That's P.F. McGillicuddy, right.
Oh, man. Exactly. I am so into this restaurant. I would eat
there. Oh, and the desserts will be, the whole dessert section on the menu will be called something like old-timey good-feeling desserts.
Yeah, yeah. And they'll always ask you if you want one. Always at the end.
That's right, yes.
And that'll be what they're famous for. And then also, so menu items, though, like what are we talking about? Like,
I'm guessing jalapeno poppers.
Yeah, those are in there. Oh my gosh, they're in there. Potato wedges.
And then the roaring 20s.
Yeah. Like a jalapeno
deep
popper.
Deep fried jalapeno stuffed with cream cheese.
You'll have some sort of stuffed potato wedge things. You'll probably have some kind of, they got to have some kind of artichoke dip that everyone thinks is better than it is. Yeah.
Right. And then for your entrees, it'll be your like typical chicken fingers the sarsaparilla burger.
Oh my shit.
So it'll have like a kind of a sweet tangy barbecue sauce on there, like a sarsaparilla barbecue sauce and
let's go to PF.
Shredded lettuce.
That sounds good. And the music on the, okay, the final thing, the PA system when I'm in the bathroom, what am I hearing?
You're going to be hearing all Scott Bradley postmodern jukebox music mixed in with some of the old-timey ragtime Soundgarden and Radiohead that you've been hearing in Westworld.
Okay. Can you throw a little squirrel nut zipper in there just to?
Of course. Okay. Sure. Yes.
All right.
Did you pick up on that that No Surprises cover, the Radiohead No Surprises cover?
Yes.
On
and also the other one, the other one, the what's the other one?
Is another piano one?
No. The one with the Black Hole Sun one.
Oh, Black Hole Sun. Yeah. Which they did on the previous.
Yeah. And when that happened, I went, my brain, I don't know if I told you about this. My brain kind of had a little like triple fit. It kind of went, wait a minute. What is this? What am I hearing? Mm-hmm. And it was so dissonant and so not the normal version of it that I couldn't place it, but I absolutely knew it. So as it was going, I'm even like humming it, going, like I can hear it in my head.
Oh, Paint It Black. Yeah, it was another one.
But I couldn't figure it out.
Scott Bradley was involved at all with the music for Westworld because he did that very same thing with Bioshock Infinite. So I thought it'd be a no-brainer to hire him for doing up the ragtime covers.
Did he do it? Was he not involved?
Not involved.
We'll give him some credit, though. We'll give him a little inspiration credit.
Oh, sure. For sure. By the way, last night, so... Monday night, we're watching this new show, Timeless. It's another program by people who don't understand time travel.
Yeah.
No, actually, they do it. Well, no, I guess they still kind of do it wrong. But they have stuff where they go back to the past and have to fix things because the hunky Croatian doctor from ER is going around time screwing things up.
Oh, great. I like that. What's his name?
Croatian doctor.
Yeah, he doesn't have a name. P.F. McGillicuddy out there.
P.F. McGillicuddy. Yeah. Goran Viznik is going around screwing stuff up.
That's a great name.
But there was a cover on Monday night's show, a really, really good cover of Mad World by Tears for Fears.
Oh, I love Mad World.
That wasn't trying to be the same cover as the Gary Jules version. Right now, you've got this kind of split, right? Where people either cover the Tears for Fears version or they cover the Gary Jules version.
Yeah.
And this one by a band called Adult Video did a really amazing job with a very different cover, a cover of the song that was different from both of the popular versions that are out there.
Is it a little more upbeat and fast? Because the other
one... No, it's still slow.
Okay, it is still slow.
Yeah, the Tears for Fears version definitely has more, is more upbeat than the... this one's probably right in the middle between the Gary Jules and the Tears for Fears original.
So I'll tell you what else is in the middle of the Gary Jules. Just kidding. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, no. I know what I was going to say to you. What what is the version that was in the old Gears of War ad campaign back in like 2009 or whatever? It was famous for using Mad World, and it was that All around me. And it's this real quiet. Yeah. Is that the Gary Jules
that's
one?
That's the Gary Jules. It's the one that was in Donnie Darko, the Gary Jules
version.
Oh,
okay. That's the one then. Okay.
Yep.
I hate that movie.
The one that if it's got the piano piece that goes do 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 do.
Yeah, that's the one. That's it. Okay, so that's Gary Jules.
That's the Gary Jules version.
Okay. Also, that movie. Can I just say real quick? I know a lot of people really revere Donnie Darko.
What movie are you talking? Oh, Donnie Darko. Sure.
I just want to say that I think that Jake Gyllenhaal is pretty good, and his brother Maggie is also very good. All right, let's.
Not a moment can go by. Not a Gyllenhaal moment can go by.
She's fine. She's totally fine. I do this as a long running joke. Everyone needs to calm down in these sensitive times.
You need to watch Secretary with James Spader and Maggie Gyllenhaal. Gyllenhaal.
I'll watch that. I also really liked her in that Will Ferrell movie where she was owner person.
One with a really dumb name.
We are all men. Oh, Stranger Than Fiction. Yeah. It's not We Are All Men.
We Are All Men.
That's a good movie, and she's great in it. So
yeah.
No disparaging comments. I'm just saying. It's an old joke. We dig it up, and we bring it out like a zombie once in a while. Here's the deal. The TMS Film Festival for October is not only happening, but we now have a link for you people to submit your submissions. People are early calling
because
they think it's Daryl time. Nope, clearing the line. Sorry, not yet.
Thanks, Icewarm. We now have a link. It is tiny.cc/TMS October Films.
Ooh, very nice.
TMS October Films.
Yep, you can submit your submissions there. Again, it can be a public or private YouTube link to a video that you put up. These will end up being in front of us for judging. You still have time. There's time, Brian. We have till the 24th, right?
Till the 24th, correct. Monday the 24th. So just videotape yourself getting ready for a videotape. record yourself getting ready for Halloween in your own special way, whether it's comedic or scary or touching or whatever, and put it on YouTube. Give us a link and we will pick the best one and award a massive prize package.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Let's see, and let's get a bunch this time, guys. Let's make October great again. Okay, can we do that? All right, now we're gonna call Daryl, and I've decided to do this slightly different today in terms of order. I call Daryl first now.
Oh, okay.
Get him in, and then we clear the lines, and then we take your calls.
Sure.
So if you want to start calling now, you can try, but I'm going to clear the lines after we get Daryl in here. Let's see if we can get him first. My reasoning behind this, I don't remember why, but I had a reason why I wanted to do it.
Do you think it might make the Skype situation easier?
Maybe like that was I was thinking. It was some reason I had yesterday, and I had a note here that says call Daryl first, but now I put no context, so I don't remember what the deal was or why I would do that. But we're going to try it out and see if it actually lets us play this the way we're supposed to. Here's Daryl saying a word.
Those are probably really salty, I would think.
Yeah, they are. And then here's this thing.
Yeehaw! I'm feeling good today, and I can't even identify why.
Daryl Skeel's on the line with us. Daryl, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh,
are you all right?
Skype is so dumb. Putting both of your videos up here, and it's making the audio absolutely terrible.
Oh, well, let's
oh, really?
How do we change that? Brian's video just went away.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, I saw that.
Here, I'll kill mine too. Okay, now it should be better for you. Oh, here's the worst thing
ever. We'll see.
Here's the worst thing ever. It's still making me manually add someone. So now I have to hang up on both of you and call you both back.
Oh, man.
After this phone call. All right, I'm clearing the lines. Whoever calls in first, I answer you. I hang up on these chuckleheads, and then I answer that call. And then we bring you in to Stump Daryl. Today's Stump Daryl is the thing we do. And here's the number, 801-895-4724. While we wait for that call. Oh, no, here's one. All right, you guys stay tuned. I'll be right back. All right, hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Abby.
Well, hello, Abby. What's going on?
Not too much. You've got me at work. Oh. So I'm going to sneak away somewhere quiet.
Perfect. Don't go anywhere because I need to add you to Brian. Okay, this is so dumb. Skype is so dumb right now. All right, hold on. I'm adding Brian back to the call, and I'm adding Daryl to the call.
That's why I do a solo show, Scott.
Yeah, I know. It's freaking... this kind of stuff makes me sometimes wonder why we do a group show. All right, here we go. Now it's working. Hi, Brian. You're there. Hello.
Yes.
Daryl, you're there? Back.
Ah, yeah. Damn it.
What? What? Damn it. What? What? What happened there? Oh, great.
He can't hear us.
He can't
is
hear
working?
Us.
Working? Oh,
hi.
There.
Are you there?
It dumped the audio out of the speaker instead of the headphones.
Oh.
Even
oh.
though the headphones were plugged in.
That's no good at this top secret office where you work.
No, it's not good.
You can't think of that.
Give away the whole game.
Yep. This was you yesterday.
No, no, wait, wait. Oh, okay.
You see, you're all.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it was all jacked up. See, now if I was to let someone in, it totally could. Once I take the call, then I can add people in after the fact. It's so stupid. Skype, I need a new update. We're continually improving Skype. Liars.
Congratulations. You've got the best version of Skype out there. Oh,
oh
really?
That's that sucks. That's a real bummer. Low bar.
Hey, who's our contestant?
It's Abby.
Yay.
My name's Abby.
It's Abby.
Calling you from Detroit.
Yeah.
What are you doing up in Detroit?
Yeah, what's that about?
Well, I got a new job, a big 9-to-5 office job. So
that's cool.
I sit at a desk all day, and I'm living up in Michigan now. So,
right. When did this all? When did you move and all that? When was this?
I started this about two-ish month and a half ago. 2 months ago.
Oh man! So. Oh, wow. All right, I feel like I've been out of the loop.
Finally got my ass out of Toledo. So
all right, yeah. No more Ohio for you. It's up to you're in RoboCop land. That's what's cool
that's
about
right,
there.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you
Motor City?
Yeah. Does he ever come around and go put away your weapon or anything like that?
I have met Officer Murphy a few times, but
have you?
Officer Murphy. Well, good. It's good to have you here, and that actually makes me very happy. I would love to see if we can help Abby win today. Daryl, you're here. We're all here. Mm-hmm. Brian, who's it brought to us by?
Stump Daryl today is brought to you by Coverville, where today we celebrate the birthday of Mr. Paul Simon by doing a Paul Simon and Simon and Garfunkel cover story. And I'm going to break my own rule, and I am going to include the Disturbed cover of Sound of Silence, even though I've played it on Coverville a couple times. It's hard not to play that one, hard not to include that one as part of a Simon and Garfunkel cover story. So that's going to be going on today at 1 p.m. Mountain Time, the only time zone that matters, over there at coverville.com/live.
Are there other notable covers of that song?
Oh, tons. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're not, I mean, I feel like they're right now, they're the one that everyone knows just because.
It's the one that everyone knows. Yeah. Let me see. I'll tell you who do some of the other covers of Sound of Silence. Let's see. MLT. Oh, Jenny and Tyler do a really good version. I'm trying to find names you've heard of. Atrocity is another band that people have heard of. Charlene Spiteri, who's the lead singer of the band Texas, does a really good one.
All right.
Emiliana Torini.
Yeah.
Shaw Blades, which is...
Shaw Blades.
Yeah, Tommy Shaw from Styx and Jack Blades from Night Ranger do a cover.
I have that album. It's really good. I forgot it was on there. Yeah, there's their version of it right there. Okay, cool. Well, all right.
It's a little closer to the original, and the Disturbed one just totally takes it out of... Mm-hmm. out of what everyone's familiar with. So it's a no-brainer to include that one on today's show.
I agree. 1 p.m. Mountain Time. Check it out. Coverville.com/live. Daryl, let's stump you. Maybe. I don't know. We're not really stumping you anymore. I guess we're just asking for
we're perpetually stumping you because these are questions you'd never be able to answer.
Brian, how does it work? What will Abby win?
All right. Well, she can win. Well, let me tell you how the game works first. So we're going to ask Daryl a trivia question, the answer to which is a number. Daryl's going to get it wrong. And Abby, we're going to ask you whether or not the real answer is higher or lower than Daryl's answer. If you win, then you'll be warming yourself up on those cold Detroit nights by drinking a hot beverage out of this awesome Vikings drinking horn, courtesy of the TV show Vikings.
That's awesome. Ooh,
it's even got a...
I can put my Soylent in there.
Yeah.
You could put your hot Soylent in there. Exactly.
Ugh. Gosh dang
it. And it's got a strap so you can hang it around your neck and carry it around with you wherever you go.
Wow.
So that you're always at the ready for those hot beverages.
Like the Vikings of
old.
Oh,
the people in my office will be so jealous of me.
Of course they will. All right. The Viking... Is this actually a Vikings
it
product?
It is Vikings property, like a Vikings TV show...
I thought like Minnesota Vikings.
Oh yeah, no. Vikings, the was it TLC TV show?
No, A&E? No.
A&E maybe.
Wherever it is. Remember. I think it's A&E. It's a good show, yes. That show. Super good, by the way.
Even comes with a nice little storage sleeve so you can keep it clean and
that's like a caveman condom, that thing.
Kind of is, that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. So if I win this, will I be a Viking last?
You'll be a Viking last. Yeah, which is good news for everyone. All right, check this out, Daryl. We're going to talk to you today about Avatar, the movie.
Uh-huh.
You've seen that with the blue people and the whatnot.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we should clear something up. A lot of people asked if Daryl guesses the number right, mm-hmm. what happens?
Yeah. Then the contestant wins as well. Like instantly contestant wins. So yeah. The only time I felt like it was ever a chance was that winger question we had yesterday, the day before, where mm-hmm. if Daryl would have been able to guess what the year was, he might have been able to math it out and mm-hmm. and come really close.
Yeah.
But
insta win.
90% of these questions are going to be so, the numbers are just going to be so far out there that yep. there's no way you can get them right.
As Han Solo,
we love you, Daryl, but
we don't love you that much. As Han, as Han Solo once said, never show me the odds or whatever. Never tell me the odds, right?
Never tell me the odds.
There you go. Here's your question. Avatar is currently the highest grossing film in movie history. Is it still? I guess it is still. Mm-hmm. This is not adjusted for inflation or anything like that. How much did Avatar make globally when it was released? So during its global theatrical release, mm-hmm. this doesn't specify after the fact DVD, Blu-ray.
Doesn't include home video, I don't believe.
Okay.
I believe it's just theatrical.
I think you're right. What do you believe that number to be, Daryl Skeels?
Well, I thought it was. Well, now I'm thinking, well, does this include this or that? Or is this the total for the whole world? Is it only one weekend? Is it three weeks?
It looks like it's the entire theatrical run.
Entire theatrical run.
Yeah. Movie theaters, however long it was in theaters.
Right. Exactly.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to say $1 billion.
Wow. $1 billion. Imagine that one guy who got a little extra size popcorn for that amount. But Brian, I'm guessing that number's not right, is it?
Oh, that number is incorrect. Abby, is the actual answer higher or lower than $1 billion?
Crap, I really want that horn, so I hope Daryl was gonna guess $1. That'd be easy.
I did think about it.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think about that. Daryl could really screw us up with that, couldn't he?
He could, and then we'll find a new
way. Yeah, a new We'll find a new way that isn't Daryl related. That's how that'll work.
We don't know if this is worldwide or domestic.
No, it is worldwide.
It's worldwide box office.
Oh, worldwide?
Yeah.
Yep.
Global.
Actual answer is higher than $1 billion.
Wow, that's a high number if that is the case. Number. Let's find out if he's correct or not. Judges, is it higher than what Daryl said?
Congratulations.
It totally is.
I knew it was too. That's why I said $1 billion.
$2 billion. Listen to this number. This is crazy. 2,787,965,087. It's crazy. The movie stacked a huge amount of paper at the box office. What is he, a rapper now?
Yeah,
is that what's going on with Mike?
Paper.
If you adjust for inflation, Gone with the Wind has made the most money ever. But
awesome.
If you don't adjust for inflation, then way to go, Avatar. 2009, it's been a while, you know? Feels like yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that sequel, Jim Cameron?
Anytime now. Filming four sequels all simultaneously or something.
I know
right?
There's a lot of people who don't think much of Avatar. I really enjoyed Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it a lot, and I would see it again. Well done. Viking horn goes the spoils. No, the spoils go to Abby.
Correct.
All the way to where you live now in Detroit, Michigan. We'll get that address from me in the chat room or somehow.
Shoot me your mailing address, Abby, and I will get this out to you. And congratulations.
Well, and well done on the job and the move and everything.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's
hey, thank you. Thank you so much.
Super cool. I hope that is all working out just the way you want it to.
Yeah.
Stay
out of
trouble.
I feel like an adult now.
Well, don't we all?
Go
even,
Lions.
Even though we're not. Oh, yeah, go Lions. I forgot about the Lions.
And now you'll have a cornucopia.
Step away from the vehicle. please step away. Right. Daryl, it's now a little time to spend with each other. But before we do, we'd like to remind people, if they'd like more of your ramblings, the Trek Nerd on Twitter is one place to get it. You can also find them at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com, a podcast about Star Trek. What are you doing this week? What's on Star Trek this week? What's happening?
Oh, what is it? Next week is the Changeling.
Oh, the Changeling.
I am Nomad. I am perfect. Sterilized.
Yeah, that one's great. Kirk, mm-hmm. You are an idiot. Didn't they just confuse it into blowing up or something? Or am I thinking of the fembots again?
I think you're right. Kirk did talk it to death and then beamed it into space.
Yeah. Super dumb. Anyway, so that's something to look forward to. And, of course, the Grumpy Cast. Daryl, play a game with us now. What is it? Is it Google or YouTube?
Oh, let's do... Well, here, I'll read it, and then you'll find out. All right. I'm going to read part of a query that I've entered into a YouTube.
Oh, my gosh.
You complete the phrase and win nothing.
Well, can we wait? Can I make a request that never happens again, ever? Just want to throw it out there. All right, go ahead.
A YouTube.
No, that's an old one. Go ahead.
Let's see here. Oh, I got two of them. I don't like that one. Okay, blank of the day. Yeah.
Blank of the day?
Blank of the day.
Remains of the day.
Well, that's really good. Blank of the day. Hero of the day.
Oh, that's not bad. Hero of the day. I say remains of the day. Who got
and
the
I
day?
Say,
Gudapu day.
I say donkey of the day.
Donkey of the day is number one? Or is that just what you guess?
That is what it is?
Number one.
It is?
Uh-huh. Donkey of the day.
Yes.
What? What is that? Okay, now, see, this is the problem with this.
Yes,
I have
right.
to know. So donkey of the day.
Donkey of the day, there it is.
And video. Okay. Donkey of the day.
Oh, they just picked a different person every day to be the donkey. So they've got
I've got donkey of the day, Rich Home Quain, forgettable Biggie lyrics to get money. It's a Biggie song.
Well, there's a YouTube channel called Breakfast Club that picks one person per day to be the donkey of the day.
It's kind of like the daily boner, like this guy's
right,
a
exactly,
jerk or
like
whatever.
Don King was donkey of the day 2 weeks ago, and Sean Kingston, and everybody who gives Lester Holt a hard time.
1 hour ago, it was Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Right.
Let's see what it says.
Charlamagne, say the gang, donkey of the day, man.
You are a donkey.
All right. This is a little Team Morning Zoo for me.
A little bit, yeah.
I don't think I can deal with it.
Let's see what the bat in the box says. Hey, bat in the box, what do you think of that?
I freaking hate that stuff. Bye, Daryl. All right.
I'm in a box. That's what the bat in the box says. Let's take it over to Bill over there on the chopper to find out what our drafting is like today.
I hate it so bad. You know, I haven't said this a lot. Maybe I have in the past, but that's why the whole TMS idea came from me wanting to make something that wasn't that.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? Morning radio blows. Let's make something that doesn't blow. Now, you may still say it blows, but it doesn't blow like that.
Right, exactly. And we may be doing some of the, you know, we do the goofy things, trivia questions.
Sure.
And
sure, we have fun.
Yeah.
But we're not terrible. Here's this.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It's the news brought to you by.
Do you like film sack? Do you like Dr. Seuss?
Yes.
How about musicals? Do you like gladiator movies? You should check out the new Clearing My Queue episode by Lith Mage Adventures. We review the 1953 movie Dr. Seuss, The 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T, the only live-action movie that had major involvement with Dr. Seuss himself. This is an amazing overlooked classic movie that's great for kids and adults alike, and we here at Lith Mage Adventure wants it to rise in popularity.
Never heard of this.
Me neither. Mm. Go to lithmage.com or find Clearing My Queue wherever you get your podcasts to hear our breakdown of the movie. Warning, spoilers and foul language abound.
I assume the movie's live action, that movie?
It is. It's a live action. It is a live action horror movie. I remember, I didn't know that it had anything to do with Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, that surprises me.
5,000 Fingers of Dr. T.
Never heard of that. Dr. T. I was Mr. T until I got my...
I didn't go to 4 years of college to be called Mr. T, fool.
Yeah, that's right. I pity the fool who does not get their higher education. Hey, creepy clowns, well done. You've done something. You've really screwed us up, creepy clown sightings, because here's the latest. Thanks to creepy clowns, Ronald McDonald is lying low. I wonder what that means. America's creepy clown problem.
Creepy clown.
Creepy clown is getting so out of hand that even the beloved clown Ronald McDonald seems freaked out. By the way, I'm not sure I'd say beloved. I'd say
right, exactly.
Still kind of creepy.
I think that he's beloved when he's when you're in a McDonald's. I mean, you wouldn't even say beloved in there, but if you were to see Ronald McDonald out walking around solo, yeah, you'd be just as creeped out as seeing some of these other clowns.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah,
I like that when you say that. It sounds like you're just calling them clowns, like seeing some of these,
other clowns.
Yep, I like I know. That. The fast food chain McDonald's told the Huffington Post on Tuesday that its famed corporate mascot will be lying low for a while in light of the surging reports of creepy clown sightings across the country. McDonald's and franchises in local markets.
Go hang out in the McBunker.
Gee, I wonder what they'll eat down there. It says in franchises and local markets, we are very mindful of the current climate around clown sightings in the communities, they said in an email statement. And as such, how is it an email statement? Is that just a reply to HuffPo? That's what that means.
Maybe.
Because normally you don't make a statement there.
Issued an email press release.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a weird way to say it.
Bob at McDonald's.com says.
Yeah, normally that's like a person to person or person to many people, but not to everyone. I don't know.
Email statement. Yeah. I guess all they have to do is just say this is an official statement and they send it via email.
Yeah.
And
or just not even say how they got it, because who gives a crap if it came by email? It's like a statement. Anyway, and as such, are being thoughtful with respect to Ronald McDonald's participation in community events for the time being. So they've totally benched him, dude. McDonald's isn't placing an outright ban on public appearances by its red-nosed clown, a corporate spokesman said, but the company is, quote, being thoughtful in regards to Ronald McDonald's appearances and his reputation.
Now, Free Rangers in the chat room says that it all makes sense now. The creepy clown sightings is a planned coup by the Burger King King. Oh. I would argue that no matter how creepy the creepy clowns are, they've got nothing on that fixed expression, blank stare Burger King thing that they were using for commercials a while back.
Yeah, what happened to that?
There was even a was it an Xbox game called Creeping King? No, it was something stalking or something like that, because they put the word king in the word.
Right, and he was like
sneaking.
Sneaking, and you would like stealth around with him like freaking Sam Fisher style, and right, and freak people out or whatever. That was the weirdest thing they did.
It was a really weird game. Yeah.
Yeah, they had a whole bunch of games, didn't they? Three or four you could get it, and you could only buy them at Burger King at the window.
That's right.
For a while or something. They were like $10 as well. Like, what a weird thing.
Yes. Yeah. A little paper sleeve Xbox game.
Bring that back. Bring that idea back. I like that a lot. Anyway, so there's that. That's going on. This whole clown thing needs to stop. Are we done with it yet? Are we bored? The world has to be getting bored with it, right?
They have to be. Yeah.
We don't hold with it, bub. Janet Jackson, known for being nasty, I suppose. Her song, what was that? What was it called?
It's just Nasty.
Nasty. Okay. Can't even remember how these
nasty
things go.
Nasty Boys.
Well, Nasty Boys don't mean
nasty
a thing.
Nasty Boys. Yes.
All you nasty boys.
I want to say the album was Nasty, but the song was Nasty Boys, or am I were they both called Nasty? The album, because I remember it was at the same time that Michael Jackson had Bad, so you had two of the Jacksons with albums out called Bad and Nasty.
Yeah, Bad and Nasty. Didn't they do something together after that, and it was all kind of creepy? They had like some combined video, and they were like writing all over each other, like they weren't related or something.
Right, yes, that was it was a black and white video in a spaceship.
Yep.
Scream, I think is what that was called.
Hey, I think that's right. Yep, that was the last thing I remember ever. I think that may be the last time I saw a new Michael Jackson video.
Right.
That may have been it. Anyway, those two.
Oh, apparently Nasty was on Control, but the song was called Nasty, not Nasty Boys.
Okay. But it was still All You Nasty Boys.
That's still the thing, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. The 50-year-old singer is confirming, she's 50, that's crazy.
Wow.
Confirming that she is pregnant.
Aw,
showing off her growing baby bump exclusively with people. Yeah, congrats, but do you want to be 70 when you got a 20-year-old?
Yeah.
Do you want to be 60 when they're 10? Do you want to be 65 when they're 15? I don't know, man. I mean, I know we started young, Kim and I, you know, relatively. I was 22 or whatever, 23,
sure.
24, whatever I was. I don't remember. I was 24. No, wait. No, I was 22 because Taylor was born in 20 when I was 24. But that, first kid, 24. That means by 34, she's 10.
Yeah.
By 44, she's 20.
by the time the kids have all moved out of the house, you guys are still young enough to travel and do stuff, you know, as empty nesters.
Yeah, I can go upstairs and then down them again if I want to.
Right.
I say that. Kim hurt her knee at the gym. We're a little worried about it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the lady pushed her really hard on legs, and she got something popped, and something's weird, so she's going to have to go get it looked at. And she has bad knees in her family. It's kind of a historic thing in her family. Her sister's had knee replacement. Her mom had knee replacement. So we're not looking forward to that little doctor visit. Probably, she's like, it can't happen till after BlizzCon. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you sound like me.
So you got the whole clan coming to BlizzCon, right?
It's, everybody except for Taylor. Yeah. So we'll have me, Kim, Nick, Carter, you know, famed boy band legend, Nick Carter.
Right. Yeah.
And my brother-in-law, Ken, my sister, Misha, their son.
Oh, wow.
Well, they're not coming with us, but they're going. They'll be there. Their son, Thatcher, and his girlfriend. I forgot her name. She's Japanese and she has an amazing name and I forgot it. Anyway.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So there's going to be quite the
entourage. Awesome.
And I got an email yesterday. Don't tell anybody this.
Okay.
No one's listening, right?
No. Nobody's going to hear this.
I got an email from DirecTV. Oh, I shouldn't talk about this because I don't know if I'm supposed to yet. Never mind. I said nothing. Nothing I said was said. Anyway, Janet Jackson, pregnant.
It's kind of like a Johnson pulled... shown but hidden again.
Here's my job. Oh, and then took it away. Not in the gross way, everybody.
All right, okay.
She says, we thank God for our blessing, she says. After Jackson announced in April she was postponing her Unbreakable World Tour in May to focus on planning a family with her husband, Wissam Almana. His name is Wissam. W-I-S-S-A-M.
Wissam Almana.
Almana. Wissam Almana.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Who it's gonna be an anagram.
It's also yes. You know what it is? It's like French for I need all the mana. So this is right, for Suramar quest specifically.
It's like out of mana.
Yeah. You need to go to Suramar and feed some of those crack addicts.
The mana gems, please. Please, mana gems. I've got the shakes.
Freaking those guys. They're great. I want to play one of them in the next expansion.
yeah, no kidding.
Right? I really do. I want to either be one of the Nightfallen, which are kind of the evil, not quite destitute. Mm-hmm. Drug addict ones right. in the city, or I want to be the drug addict ones. But either way,
and there you go. And then, like, after a while, if you don't get a mana gem or get some mana, your screen starts getting jittery.
Mm-hmm. And your character's all thin and wavy. And I really like those characters. Anyway, she's postponing it. She's going to have a baby. So there you go. It's her first kid at 50. So probably no siblings, is my thinking.
Probably not. Wow. And that's.
She's like the Tony Randall of musicians, right. man.
Yeah, except he had a young wife to handle the pregnancy and stuff. I mean, 50's not old, but
it's
not
fine.
Young.
50's okay. It's just that, you know, that you're. I mean, I'm glad it's working. Normally, there's a lot of medical reasons
health
why you shouldn't
and
do
stuff
this.
That you got to worry about. Yeah.
Yeah, you're out of the prime window there. Okay. What else?
All right.
Was that you?
I'm ready.
Never mind.
Well, that was not me.
That was not you.
I don't know what.
Bo, if you're listening, I hope you feel better. He's got some kind of horrible Canadian flu, and he's sick as a dog.
Sorry to hear that.
Sorry all about it. Sorry.
Hope the free medical care up there can get you fixed up and back into a Tim Hortons instantly.
Yeah. We understand you're in some horrible line. Takes forever to get through, and you'll eventually get help.
Right.
Brian, a Colorado story for you.
Okay.
Beer batteries in the news.
I've heard of beer batter.
Yeah. Well, I got an even better one for you. This is going to power things.
Better beer batter?
If that's even possible. Colorado researchers use brewery wastewater to produce electrodes. Researchers in Colorado have found a way to use wastewater from brewing beer. So it's like the wasted, you know, excess, whatever, that they use to make beer to produce lithium ion electrodes. Wow. Researchers say that using brewery wastewater could provide a more efficient and potentially cheaper resource for materials and electrode production. The University of Colorado Boulder, which is in Boulder, not an actual Boulder.
Not an actual rock.
Yeah, it's not their mascot. It's the University of Colorado Boulder. Researchers have filed a patent, or a patent, if you're living in Britain, on the process... and created Energy, a Boulder-based company aimed at commercializing the technology. Very cool. I'm not sorry. Not energy. Emergy. That's shitty.
Emergy.
Emergy. Like emergent energy.
Yeah, but okay. So Zymergy is the beer, is the...
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So Zymergy. It's the study or practice of fermentation in brewing, winemaking, or distilling. So I kind of see what they're going there, right? They're mixing.
I guess. But they're not necessarily tied to those guys, as far as I know. That's just one brewer, right? Because this can be any.
No. They've filed a patent on the process and created Emergy, a Boulder-based company aimed at commercializing the technology. I think it's a company specifically researching how to make a...
Oh, no, I know that, but I mean, they're not tied to the Zymergy people necessarily, right?
No. Well, Zymergy is it's just the term of beer making.
Oh, that's a term? I thought it was a company. Oh, all right. Yeah, no. So when I say, what are you doing? Oh, I'm changing careers. Oh, what are you getting into? Zymergy. People know what I mean?
I'm going to be a Zymergist.
Okay.
Right. It's better than I'm going to be a brew-at-home beer maker.
Yeah.
Sounds better. I'm a Zymergist.
Zymergist. I didn't know that was a term.
Ready for my dad joke here?
Yeah, go.
These guys are working on making a lager-lasting battery.
Oh, Lord. Lager-lasting. Wow. That's some good fanfare for your dad joke. Well done.
You didn't have a button ready for that. So.
I could have, but I don't really have a good, like, I need a or something like that. Here's one.
Cliff Hansen beating off Mike Vinich.
All right, there you go. Here's your final story for the day. And that's cool, by the way, because one of the problems with battery stuff is it's not as renewable as you'd like it to be. And we make so many phones now every year and everything. It'd be nice to have alternative ways to get those electrodes.
Sure. And when your laptop gets hot, it'll smell like a nice Pilsner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thick and dark. I don't know why I said that. Here we go.
Ice warm.
Yeah. I got to tell you something funny. Yeah. So I got somebody I was talking to on the phone about doing some advertising work. I think I want to say it was for Current Geek or something. And they said, now, I don't know if I should bring this up. It's really funny though. They said, I won't say who it was, but they said, now we just have one concern. I said, oh, what would that be? They said, you've got this Twitter account called Scott Proclaims, and in there is often very distasteful comments about all sorts of things. And I went, oh, geez. Okay, I knew this was going to come back to haunt me. A, it's not my Twitter account. Somebody else runs it. Right. B, they out of context pull me saying all sorts of dumb things. Or you. They'll say sometimes Ibit. Yep.
Ryan interjects. Ibit interjects
or Dunaway, whatever the word is for him on FilmSack. Like, it's always stuff from other shows and other people, but it's often me saying some stupid thing that if you don't hear the rest of the conversation, makes me sound like a total pig or some kind of weirdo. And I had to explain to them over the phone pretty detailed why that isn't me and that we just say dumb stuff on the show that gets taken out of context and it's this fun little side thing that's got nothing to do with me, nor does it necessarily represent the kind of show that your ad might be placed in the middle of. So anyway.
Right. What you need, you just need to say anything that's got Tom Merritt on it is a very respectable, clean.
Well said. That's what I should have done. I should have said that. I said, look, Tom's on this one. You're fine.
Yeah.
Exactly. No one ever says Tom tattled or,
jeez,
you know.
Jeez, Tom. Oh my gosh, Tom. How could you say such horrible? No, those words have never been uttered.
No, not like, by anyone.
Too except, far, Merritt.
Except for Eileen. Eileen once in a while will say it, but we don't ever get to see it. Hey, you like man buns? You fan?
That's gonna be in a Scott Proclaims, by the way.
It probably will be. What do you like about man buns? You like man buns?
It makes it easy to identify the people I don't want to associate with. No, I'm kidding. My son. Well, he doesn't have long enough hair to do the full on man bun.
Yeah.
So he does it kind of ironically, and it looks like his head is like a pineapple.
Oh,
you know how you've
got
the top thing with the
the little tuft. Up there?
Yeah, the Tuft, kind of like a Dr. Seuss character. Yeah. Speaking of Dr. Seuss.
Yeah. He's like a Whoville guy.
Right, exactly. I think man bun is a personal choice, and I support a man's right to wear a man bun, but...
I support everyone's right.
I don't hold with it, Bubba.
Whatever you do with your hair, it's on you, man. That's totally up to everybody involved.
It's just jealousy on my part, really.
Could be. Think about it. All you got up there is a sweet dome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a man bun jibe. Somebody was like giving a guy a hard time who had a man bun. Mm-hmm. Sparked a full-on brawl in an airplane flight. This isn't good.
No.
Man bun jibe sparked drunken brawl on a flight to Alicante.
Alicante. I don't know. I'm guessing on that one. It just looks like a Latin American name.
I'd like that on my my fried burritos.
Can I get some Alicante sauce on the side, please?
Oh, it's so good.
It's in Spain, Alicante. So I'm going to stick with my pronunciation.
Okay, well done. This hairstyle, commonly referred to as man bun. Let's see. I'm going to skip down here. A fight broke out between passengers on a flight between Edinburgh. The Scottish are always making fun of the man buns.
The man bun.
We don't
nice
like
men behind you there.
Yes, I don't know why he's a pirate. But anyway, and Alicante last week erupted after one man was reportedly insulted over his hairstyle when the Ryanair flight. I have a dog named Rainer and it was throwing me off.
Right, sure.
From Edinburgh arrived at lunchtime last Thursday. Police were waiting to arrest four passengers after the airline staff called ahead to report the troublemakers. During the brawl, a young child was reportedly hit in the head with a flying wine bottle.
Oh.
Okay, I want to clarify something.
Sure.
The bottle does not fly independently of somebody throwing it.
Should be by a thrown wine bottle.
There you go. Right? That's exactly right. That's better reporting. Brian is already a better reporter than this guy at the local.es. I already said that. It has now emerged that the scuffle broke out after members of a stag party, taunted a fellow passenger because he was sporting a man bun, a style popular with hipsters.
Mm.
There you go. Millennial. all right. That's going to do it for our stories. And we need to step over here real quick, do a sponsor read, and we'll be right back. Oh, guys, listen. I've got good news for you. What's that news, Scott, you ask? Well, everyone needs a website. That's the news. That's right. Everyone needs a website. And you don't have to spend through the nose or have to be some sort of computer genius to do it. Okay. Let's say, I don't know, you're like my aunt and you make really nice jewelry and you're thinking, I need a way to get out there and have people notice my stuff, maybe even sell it online. But I don't know anything about making websites. But she does know it needs to work. It needs to be standards compliant. It needs to look good on mobile and desktop. She knows she needs a selection of tools and templates that make her look good or, you know, live up to the standard that she sets with her fantastic homemade jewelry. So why not Squarespace at squarespace.com, where you can get 10% off your order after the free trial. There's a free 14-day trial, that is 100% free and does not require a credit card to do it. Once you decide to stay, like my aunt might, you use the code MORNING at checkout. That'll save you 10% on your order. That's MORNING at checkout at squarespace.com. Take my word for it and build it beautiful. Oh, we'll take a break now and do music, I think.
Okay, cool.
I think that's the plan, and you've got some. I'm excited. What do you got?
I do. So this is an album that just came out last week. It is from the band Golden Suits. The album is called Kublai Khan. Came out last week, October 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And he is touring in October and November. I say it's a he because it's Fraser McCulloch. He recorded this album in an enormous drafty church in Brooklyn with, I take that back. Nicholas is the artist, Fred Nicholas and his band. Mm. Really, really cool album. And I love this guy's vocals. People are comparing it to like, Arcade Fire, the shy librarian ripping off his or her glasses and dancing on the counter, a lilting folk pop record, delivered as they come, swimming in sumptuous sunlit arrangements, says Pitchfork. Anyway, let me know what you guys think of it.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the brand new album, Kublai Khan. It's Golden Suits, and the song is Gold Feeling.
Do you want it? Do choose me.
This is the Morning Stream. It puts the lotion in the basket.
We're back, everybody. Another fine example of good independent film music, or film music, independent music. That was great. Totally enjoyed it.
Golden suits and gold feeling from the Kubla Khan album.
Very nice. So many albums to look forward to.
Yeah, and that one's out now. So if you enjoyed that, go get the rest of it right now. Well, go get all of it, not just the rest of it, because you don't have that one. You've heard it.
You've heard
it. You want to own it. You want it in your library.
You've heard it, but you don't own it.
Right.
Something like that is what I'm trying
to say. Something like that, exactly.
Hey, listen to this. Oh, that music. I know what that means. That means it's time for recommendals. Now, again, Nicole's not here, so we're doing this in her stead.
That's right.
But she's with us in spirit. She would probably recommend three extra things, because she always does, and that's fine. She'll mispronounce some actor's name. That's also fine. In fact, you know what? Let's celebrate by hearing a few of those. Would you like to hear a few?
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. We actually just got a text from her.
Oh, yeah? What'd she say?
Saying what her pick was, and you want to know what her pick was?
Is it the same as yours?
No.
Okay, yeah.
Her pick is Weird Science, and she says that there's actually a Weird Science too. I'm guessing that went straight to video.
Yeah, I don't think it... Well, if it didn't, it should have.
Science
2.
I don't find anything about a Weird Science 2.
Oh, actually. There it is. Weird Science 2, Strange Chemistry, came out in 2013. It is a direct-to-video thing.
Hmm.
Alessandra Ambrosio is in it with RJ Mitt and DeAndre Jordan.
Really? I've never heard of this thing.
Yeah. It looks like a real poopski. Huh. So she's, I guess, technically correct. She's technically correct. All right. Well done, Nicole. To celebrate her not being here, we're going to play some words for her. Here you go.
Bombadook. So it's just a matter of kind of identifying those balls.
Okay, there's that one. here's one.
Redbach Instance.
Love that.
And finally, wait.
F off.
There you go, F off.
Ooh, nice. All right, so our rules we had to adhere to this week were that had to feature either a robot, a computer, or a baseball bat.
Yep.
Peanut butter jelly. and had to be either a sequel itself or had to be a movie that had a sequel.
Correct. And I adhered to the rules completely.
Mm-hmm, as did I.
So let's start with you. I'm going to quickly... Hold on a second. Okay, there we go. I'm going to quickly find your clip. Why don't I have it? Here it is. Any setup for this? Just want me to play it?
Let's just play it. I think people are going to get it pretty quickly.
Okay, here we go.
What have you found?
All I've found is that these red lights keep moving back and forth. Aside from that, this thing seems to have no other function whatsoever, sir.
Well, it's impossible. It must have some sort of function. I mean, why would the government put all that money into a thing with red lights that keep going back and forth? Doesn't make any sense. Keep working on it.
Sir, these lights keep blinking out of sequence, sir.
I see.
What should we do about it, sir?
Get them to blink in sequence.
You.
Rorschach, what do you got?
Well, we've run these tests, sir.
Thank you, Rorschach. What do you make of these, Captain?
It's a bird, it's a cow, it's a horse with a hat on it.
Sir, I pulled Ted Stryker's wrist.
All right, so clearly it's Airplane 2, and I'm so glad the rule had to be a good sequel.
You know what? They reuse a lot of the same jokes from Airplane 1.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of the over Macho Grande. I'll never be over Macho Grande. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of the same jokes. I actually laughed a lot at this. And this is a movie that you can't watch while you're fiddling around playing games on your iPad and just look up. There's so many sight gags that you have to be paying attention. Now, it does not involve the Zucker brothers or Jim Abrams, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And that's probably why so many of the original jokes were reused.
Yeah.
But it does still have Peter Graves. It has Robert Hayes and Julie Haggerty as Ted and Elaine.
Yeah.
Lloyd Bridges comes back. Sonny Bono is in this. There's a lot of people. George Wendt is in this.
Is it?
Like
it,
a pre...
Is what's his name? The guy that always says, and so-and-so is larger.
Leslie Nielsen. Oh, that's not who you were asking about. Like the Leon is getting larger guy?
Yeah.
Yes, he's in there.
Okay. Maybe I'll give it another shot.
Give it another shot. He's actually, again, he's really funny. First, there were the dinosaurs, and then they died and turned into oil. And then the herbs came, and they took all the oil. And it's streaming on Netflix. If you haven't seen it in a while, you probably should check it out because it's way funnier than I remember. Okay. I remember it being.
All right.
There's some stuff in there, like this is right around the time of the Iran hostages, so there's some Iran jokes in there that kind of still, even in today's climate, kind of apply.
Yeah.
Came out in 1982. Rip Torn is in it. As I mentioned, Lloyd Bridges. Oh, yes, Leslie Nielsen. He must make a really brief appearance. Oh, no, you see him in flashback to the first movie, I think is what it is.
Where he comes, Stop Calling Me Shirley, that whole thing.
Right, yeah. Exactly. You've got Pat Sajak.
Really?
And,
Pat Sajak?
Pat Sajak playing a news reporter.
Wow. All right. Maybe I need to give it another. It's been, decades since I've seen it. Yeah. So maybe I'll need to check
give
it out.
Give it a shot. I think you'll actually really get a kick out of it.
All right. That's cool. All right, here's my clip. You see if you can guess. I'll bet you can. Here you go.
Now, what do you think you're doing? You want to throw your garbage? Throw it in a goddamn trash basket.
Do you have more important things to do?
Yeah. But I'm not doing them right now. We understand each other.
We're going to send this clip to the morgue.
Okay, pal, why the Mahaska? Why are you packing the gun?
I'm a treasury officer.
All right. Just remember what we talked about now.
He's not very good at Irish, but anyway, do you know the movie, Brian? Do you know the movie?
I know the movie. I'm going to say that it's Untouchables.
You are correct. It is The Untouchables.
But I don't remember a sequel to this, and I'm sure you can enlighten me that there was a sequel.
Well, here's the deal. Okay. There were two things happening. One, this is not the first Untouchables movie. There was another one.
Oh, really?
Untouchables. It was an old one, like an old black and white 50s thing. But that doesn't quite count because it's not a true sequel, right?
It's a remake, right? Uh-huh.
So I'm counting the TV series, very briefly lived, yet still existed, called The Untouchables, that was a sequel to this in that some of these same characters went on to solve new cases. So
it's
a little weaselly, I admit, a little weaselly, but it still has some sequels. How it had, now you're wondering, but what about the other part? It had a bat. Remember the bat?
Oh, yeah. Well, Elliot Ness carried around a bat, right?
No, it was the scene with Robert De Niro walking around the table, and then he pounds that dude into his plate with his bat. Remember that?
Oh, gotcha. Okay. For some reason, I'm visualizing Kevin Costner carrying a bat. I can't imagine why I'm visualizing Kevin Costner and a baseball bat, but okay.
Actually, now that you say it, no. You're thinking of the axe because he had an axe.
Right. It's what I'm thinking of, but I think I'm also thinking of every other Kevin Costner film where he's playing baseball.
Oh, yeah. Good point. How is it possible I picture him with a bat in his hand? How weird.
Right. How is that possible?
Anyway, here's the only other part that I sort of semi-cheated on. It's not currently streaming as part of Netflix or something else, but I watched it. I downloaded it, streamed it, and watched it as a rental on Amazon Prime. So you still get it.
You've doubted so much how you didn't cheat it all this time.
It's not really cheating, though. It's more like...
I think the TV show as a sequel is skating the line, but the fact that it's not streamers.
But it is streaming. It's just streaming.
It's streaming
if you buy it. Well, if you rent it. You don't have to buy it.
Right, rent it. Sure.
If you spend $2.95 or whatever the hell it was, $2.99 for the standard def iPad version, that's what I did. So I kind of cheated just a little bit, just a tiny bit.
Final ruling. Chat room. What do you say?
Oh, I'm sure I know what they say.
Yeah, you know what they say. Yeah, you don't even need to bother looking.
I'm sure.
I've not seen The Untouchables since the 80s, so I do feel like I need to see it again.
That movie's really, really good. The only complaint I have about it, there's only two things.
It's not streaming.
there's number one, and it is off and on. By the way, it shows up on Netflix here and there.
Yeah.
But the thing I like about it, or the thing I don't like about it, is the soundtrack where it's the dun 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 dun. Dun. That's not it. That's
Smooth Criminal Smooth by Criminal. Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's not it. Hold on. Okay, now I gotta freaking find it. It's gonna piss me off.
Kevin Costner, are you okay? Are you okay, Kevin? Costner, are you okay?
Are you okay, Kevin? Costner, are you okay? All right, I'm going to play a little piece of it, and you'll know it. You'll hear it and go, oh, yeah, this. Here we go. Wait, why isn't it playing? Oh, it is. Skip ahead. No. See, that's the part of the soundtrack I hate. Is it this one? Yeah, this one's good with the Al Capone theme. Near, 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 near. See, that's kind of cool. And then then you got this one. Hold on. No, not that. Hang on. Nope, this is the ones I hate. This is the part I hate.
You're really selling me on this, Johnson.
Hold on, I gotta find it. It's really good. Oh, this one. Remember this?
Barely, yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Anyway, it's got a mix, and it's all done by Ennio Morricone, or however you say his name.
Oh, Ennio Morricone. Yeah. Yeah,
it's just a real mixed bag, is all I'm saying.
That's very cool.
Great movie.
So what's playing during the scene where the baby carriage is slowly going down the stairs?
I think it's let's see, False Alarm, Your Friends, Machine Gun Lullaby might be it. Hold on, let's see. Yeah, this is it.
I think that's it. Yeah.
And then as it gets going here.
Yep.
It's all discordant.
Yep.
Yep. And there's that weirdo guy in the white suit. Oh,
that's a good movie. That's cool. That's a pretty cool. Yeah, that's a good choice.
It's a good movie.
Good recommendation for sure. But yeah,
I like it a lot. You guys should check it out. Here's another one. The Strength of the Righteous. Listen to this clip. Hold on. Skip it. Yeah, this is the one. Oh, it's so cool, that movie.
I wish Netflix would give you the option, if you look for a movie that's not available currently.
Yeah, yeah.
Wish they'd give you the option to say, send me an email when this one becomes available. Because, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, that'd be really
eventually
good.
Eventually, it will become available again, right?
I think Just Watch It does that, though, doesn't it? Like, you can.
Oh, really? Can you say, give me a.
I think so. Gosh, dang it. Now I don't remember. Let me just check this. Watch. JustWatch.com, I mean. Not just It. Let's see. So if I'm searching for The Untouchables, 1987, that's crazy. Okay, so isn't there a way to be notified? Oh, maybe there's not. Or maybe there is. Oh, add to watch list.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, there you go. So maybe you do get a notification.
And then you have to have like an account, and then it'll notify you. That's cool. Anyway, there you go, folks. A look at a fine film I barely cheated with. next week, we don't know what it'll be. She'll probably flip some cards this week, and then we'll figure it out.
Maybe, or we just do free-for-all.
You want to do a free-for-all? Let's do
free-for-all. Let's do free-for-all, and that makes it easier for her, too, as far as their packing and stuff like that.
I'm down with that.
Cool.
Free-for-all it is.
Free-for-all.
Ace Detect incoming. Beep, beep, beep. He's on his way. He's bringing himself in. We're going to talk to him. We have stuff to discuss.
There's nothing really that's been going on in technology the last few...
Oh, no. Exploding
few days, right?
Exploding phones, with the people computer, buying as things. With any tool,
the concept and direction must come from the man.
It must come from the man who is not sitting on a Galaxy 7 Note in his pants, or else he'd be on fire. Or is he?
He's not.
It's Tom Merritt, everybody. He is the host and purveyor of the Daily Tech News Show. And today's Wednesday.
I like to think of myself as a purveyor.
I know. I roll
a wooden cart down the streets, disseminating.
Tech news. Get your tech news.
Get your fresh tech news. Hot and fresh like a Note 7.
What do those kids say? They go, extra.
Extra.
Mark Zuckerberg wore a thing today. Extra, like that. That's what you should do.
Tech news,
Justices
sir.
Say, 25 cents. Law messed up.
You get your tech news, sir? I've got it right here.
Yeah, right. I just have it under my coat.
I love it.
I got some Apple rumors.
I love it. Well, it's always, as my dad used to say, a pleasure to have you on and talk about tech on Wednesdays. And it feels like some stuff broke yesterday that will end up on the show today. But I don't want to take any guesses here. I want you to be the mouthpiece. So what are we doing? What do we got?
No, there's no news. That's it. Thanks, guys.
Oh, man, we blew it.
Yeah, well.
Crap.
Now, the big news this morning, Amazon launching their Music Unlimited streaming service. It costs you $10 a month, so it's pretty unremarkable there. What's odd, I don't know if odd is the right word, but if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, it's not included, which they often do with their new services. You get a discount. So if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you only have to pay $8 a month for it. And if you are an Amazon Echo owner, and you're like, you know, I like using Spotify and everything, but I would like these cool new Amazon Echo features for Amazon Music Unlimited just on my Echo, you can pay $4 a month and get it just on that one Amazon Echo.
I may do that.
Weird.
Okay, so
how is this different? Because I thought Amazon Prime already did let you do this.
No, they just had a freebie deal, right?
Yeah, Amazon Prime has a music service that doesn't have a lot of current songs. It's got, basically think of it this way. Amazon's current music service with Amazon Prime is marketed as thousands of songs, and Amazon Music Unlimited has 10 million.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
And if you say to it, hey, play me some AC/DC, it will play you karaoke versions of AC/DC.
Right, yes.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Quite often, it does not actually have the music that you're looking for.
Yeah, which is kind of lame. But, you know, and there are times where you're just like, play me a random playlist, and it's okay for background stuff at a party or something. However, $4 a month for an Echo seems like the place I'd actually use it. I'm very happy with Apple Music. I have friends who are very happy with Spotify. Nobody needs to switch things up for the most part. But one of the main injections into homes that the Amazon's been successful with is the Echo. So why not tack something on top of that? That $4 seems very inexpensive to me.
Yeah. And granted, if you pay the $8, you can get it on all your Amazon Echoes, as well as your app and your desktop and all that sort of thing. Yeah. So it's not like you have to pay $4 for every Echo. It's just as if you're thinking, I like these voice activated things. And there's some cool things. Like you can say, play the song that goes da, da, da. And it will, unfortunately for you, play that song. I can't remember what the name.
It's called Da 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 by the band Trio, and I love that song.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to slab your favorite.
It's a different
song.
Example.
Play that song that goes, I can't even think of any songs now. I had the time of my life.
There you go.
Okay, that's just as bad.
Can you also sing to it and go, play the song that goes, der, 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 der.
It doesn't have that. What was that? Was that Soundhound?
Shazam
did that.
Yeah.
I think Shazam.
I thought Shazam had to have actual music.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I guess Shazam still exists. I watched Nick the other day in the car. I'd forgotten all about that app. Nick's holding it up to the radio in the car. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, Shazam's going to tell me what song this is. I'm like, oh, yeah, Shazam. That's a thing that happened.
I used it last night.
Did you really?
To figure out who did that cover of the Tears for Fears song during Timeless.
Oh, yeah.
Because it wasn't in the credits, and I was like, all right, well, I'll just use Shazam. And it picked it up instantly.
Oh, it knew what it was? Amazing. Wow, that's crazy.
And you can do play music for a dinner party, and it'll pick a playlist that's appropriate for a dinner party.
Well, okay, so here's that's my question about, if I get it, let's say I do the $4, because I'm a one Echo guy in the house. I don't have multiple Echoes. I got one.
That's what I like about you. You're a stand by your Alexa.
You're a one Echo man.
I'm a one Echo man, like the old days.
Like the dolphin.
That's right. If we only had a candidate this election season who would stand up for the one Echo man. Anyway, so I've got the one Echo, and this seems like a pretty good price because that's where I would mostly want to use this, is for that. Is the selection, are they promising a big boost in selection? Because right now that Prime service is terrible. So
no, and I was exaggerating when I said thousands. I think they have around 2 million in the current Amazon Prime Music service that you get, but you'll have 10 million.
Okay.
So that's on par. Now, will you have the latest Taylor Swift, which I know isn't of concern to you, Scott? maybe not. So there will probably still be gaps in it, but it'll be at least competitive with the Spotify's and other music services. Yeah. Does anyone use anything else besides Spotify? I mean, I want to say Pandora next, but Pandora is kind of a different situation. They haven't launched their music service.
That's true. I mean, Spotify, obviously, big groundswell. There's growth in Apple Music service. There's some strength.
Oh, Apple Music. That's the one I was forgetting. Yeah. I guess that one's kind of successful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
that's
doing all right. I like it a lot. I dumped Spotify for it, actually.
This should be at least up there with Apple Music and Spotify.
Well, good.
But it, you know, whether it will actually be a replacement for it. I mean, Spotify has the discovery. Apple Music has like its great advantages in you know, exclusives,
recommendations.
Yeah. Right. So, it's probably more for the people who just live in that Amazon ecosystem, I would guess, which is why they've got that $4 plan to say, hey, you know what? If you just want to be able to use our cool AI features that aren't available on these other music services yet, because Spotify is integrated on the Amazon Echo, Apple Music isn't even on there, then you can pay that $4 and get these nifty you know, I'm sad. Play me sad music.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't know. There's something about this that intrigues me just from the Echo perspective. If this was just like, oh, it's for your phone and for just general, I don't even think I'd care. Because I'm like, there's already enough competition that are already having those advantages, like you said, exclusives. And so they're not launching this with like, hey, guess U2's launching their new album with this. They're not doing any of that, right?
I have not seen any particular exclusives. They are upgrading their Amazon Music app to have more discovery, home section where you'll see updates from music from editors, what's trending, a recommended section. They're doing this thing with a certain number of tracks. This is the closest to what you're talking about. The Chainsmokers, Lindsey Stirling, Sting will all have behind-the-scenes artist commentaries called side-by-sides that'll have the artist giving you some insight into their music.
It's also, there's a note here on Tech Meme saying that Pandora is also launching today, even their $5 a month ad-free service that gives users off.
Pandora saying that? Or is someone saying they hear that?
TechCrunch is saying, what are they saying? They're saying Pandora's not talking today about the debut of Amazon's new on-demand service. The company has conveniently timed the launch of their own paid tier plus to coincide with that of Amazon Music's arrival. In addition, Pandora has announced a rebrand, including the P logo.
Oh, look at that. No, it is in fact Pandora. I take my snide tone back.
I think this just, no, keep the snide tone because you're 99% of the time right, and we should always have that snide tone.
I'm looking at the blog, Pandora blog post.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's totally, it's real, but I'm saying, like, I don't want Tom Merritt ever to lose that journalistic edge of questioning everything.
And this is, the answer is like, yes.
There you go. That's exactly right. I think
Pandora Plus was announced last month, and it's launching today.
Today is the launch, yeah. So $4 a month. That's pretty cheap.
And they updated their P logo.
Yeah, look, there's new P. There's There's new P. Yeah.
Isn't it about time?
It really is. I'm so sick of the old P.
Our national nightmare is over.
Let's get some more P in here, everybody. Well, excellent. This is just one of the many things we'll discuss today on the Daily Tech News Show. Anything else that we're looking forward to today for this afternoon's episode?
Oh, yeah, there's lots of stuff. In fact, if folks just want to get like a quick rundown of all the news of the day, either right before or right after the morning stream, every Wednesday and every day, Monday through Friday, I record daily tech headlines. It's less than 10 minutes long, usually around 6-7 minutes long, and just gives you a rundown of all the essential information you need to know. Yeah. DailyTechHeadlines.com.
I like it in the way I like NPR has like their news updates throughout the day.
Yeah.
And then later they've got, you know, All Things Considered, this big in-depth show. It's
that's
like
a great
that.
Way, yeah, it's a great comparison, unless you hate NPR for some reason.
Yeah, if you hate NPR.
It's the news update versus the All Things Considered.
Yeah, if you think they're a bunch of tree-hugging hippies, I can't do anything for you.
Yeah. We promise not to hug a tree in public on Daily Tech News Show.
Or be pink or whatever. What does the pinko part mean? Where did that ever
pinko
come from?
Commies?
Yeah.
Pinko, I'm going to guess, because okay. Reds, right? Commies, right. Reds. Pinkos are ones who kind of try to hide.
Not quite full-on red.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're hiding they've put a little makeup on to hide what they actually look like underneath.
Instead of being full-on red.
Yeah, or just being a normal 70-year-old with normal
hair. I'm just guessing that. I have no idea. That'll be for Ibbot and I's new show. Answers
Brian
to
and Tom explain everything.
Yes, exactly.
Sounds like a great show, actually. excellent. I'm also excited because today, you didn't know this, Tom, but impromptu style, I'm gonna recommend on the show on DTNS. I got these gaming headphones that I have to at least tell people to try to maybe check out. I'm blown away by them, and I cannot believe how inexpensive and what brand they are and how great they're working.
Tease a little bit here.
Right. Hey, I'm Johnson.
Okay, no, I gotta listen to Daily DTNS.
That was the tease, Brian. That was right there.
Yeah. Go listen to Coverville at 1. Stay around. Listen at 2:30 p.m. Mountain. Listen to DTNS. You'll hear all about these fancy headphones and so much more.
DiamondClub.tv. Coverville at 1. Daily Tech News Show at 2:30. All times Mountain.
Wow, that is a full day of programming entertainment. Tom Merritt, everybody, Ace Detect on Twitter. Do check it out and go to TomMerrittBooks.com and follow all the progress on not only what's in progress, but books he's written and read written and published.
Yeah. Go find yourself some stories.
Yeah. Stories are good. Stories are good. Tom Merritt, take it easy. I'll see you later.
Talk
Have
to you
fun.
Later.
Bye.
What did he say there at the end?
He said toodly boo or something.
Toodle boo.
All right. One email, Brian. It's all you get.
Okay. All right.
This is from...
Right. I'll make it work. I'll savor it.
All right. You'll make it last. Dylan is his name. D-Y-L-A-N wrote in.
Hi, Dylan.
He says, I'm not sure if you guys have talked about this before, but for some reason, I think I remember the topic being discussed, but I figure I will ask anyway. No more than 10 minutes ago, my girlfriend just started what might be the worst terrible reality show I have seen in my quarter century of life. He's 25. Okay. It's called Hellevator. If you want to know, maybe Wendy can decide whether or not counts as abuse for her to make me watch it. The show is a reality show, strike one, based on a phony ghost cap, strike two.
Crap.
I meant crap. And three, third strike comes from me because this is my email. After 3 minutes of watching, I decided I wanted nothing more to do with the show, but it did get me thinking. Do you guys have a set time limit on how long you will watch a show before giving up? Usually I give up at least two or three episodes, or I give shows two or three episodes a chance, but this was just terrible, and the dog had to pee after 5 minutes. It's in quotes. I don't know. Is that a euphemism?
I don't know what that means.
Anyway, thanks for taking the time to read this. Sorry if you guys already discussed it. After 1,111 episodes, I'm sure you have. I've been listening since 863, so keep up the good work, Dylan. All right, Dylan. Brian, how long
We discussed this in episode 862, so close.
So close. I almost had it, dude. So what do you do? I know you do this sometimes where you'll get like two or three in and go, yeah, we didn't make it through the rest of the season.
That's about... It's funny. It's like, I think really depends on the quality level of the show. If it's bad and I can tell in 30 seconds it's bad, boom, we're done. We've given shows a couple seasons even and then said, I think we might be done with this.
Yeah.
So it really depends on the show. But I would say on average, two or three episodes, you know, that Minority Report show?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, this is just so bad.
Yeah.
You want it to be good, but...
You want it, but it's just not happening.
That's right. I still haven't watched a second episode of the new Lethal Weapon show, but the first one I enjoyed.
Yeah, you kind of liked it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The reviewers have not been very kind.
No. We gave up on Supergirl the first season and apparently gave up at the wrong time because right around the time that we stopped watching, and I've been binging all the episodes, getting ready for the season premiere last week or this week, but... apparently, right after we stopped watching it, they toned down the Callista Flockhart character tremendously, and it did get a lot better.
Well, I've had this problem with Arrow. I really disliked the first four episodes, and I stuck through it, and I'm glad I did because it got real good. So I don't know. Sometimes you just need to give it two or three. I doubt your Hellevator is going to get any better.
Yeah.
So I think you made the right choice there, Dylan.
I do. It's based on phony ghost crap. Is there an elevator in it or something? Is it like people stuck in an elevator with
ghosts, I think.
Oh, that's awesome.
It sounds terrible. Horrible. Sounds really bad.
There's a show that I watched like a minute of because somebody had described it. And it's people watch other shows while they're sitting on the couch.
Oh, weird.
And it's called something like The Couch
Really?
This Club is
like people eating on Twitch. I don't get it. Like, why would you want to watch someone sit on a couch or eat or just sit there?
I have no idea. It feels like there's no worse feeling of, boy, am I wasting my time when you watch these people watching a TV show on their couch. Because you're watching their reactions to things. And it's like they bounce back and forth between five or six different groups of people on their couch. But they're watching crap like... The Voice and America's Got Talent. So you're just watching their reaction to it. And it's...
Yeah. No, I understand the ones where it's like, hey, Brian, film a video of you watching this horror movie trailer.
Right. Or The Red Wedding or Two Girls, One Cup or whatever.
Yeah. Something shocking so we can laugh at Brian having a shocking moment. But just watching somebody sit and watch Friends or whatever for a half an hour, forget it.
No, thanks. Pass.
That sounds real bad. Anyway, Dylan, thank you for your email. You can send your own emails into us, themorningstream@gmail.com. For everything else, go to frogpants.com/TMS, and all links and things and stuff are there. Brian, let's go. Let's go. Do you have... Oh, what happened? Did I miss a chat room?
Lesarge made a found the coloring book from P.F. McGillicuddy's.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Shut up.
It's exactly the logo is exactly what I was envisioning for.
This is amazing. P.F. McGillicuddy's. Yeah, that's it. This is totally it. Did he just draw this just now?
I think he.
I think he drew this.
You think so? I know Lesarge is a talented artist, so.
It looks like his style to me.
That's great.
I think that's...
I'm impressed.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he drew it during the show. That is fantastic.
Can you finish that up, put it in like a circled style logo, color it all up, looking all old-timey? We'll make shirts or something.
Yeah, for sure.
That's really great. That's really great.
Well,
10
done,
points
man.
To LaSarge indeed. All right. Brian, let's play some music on the way out.
Oh, sounds good. I am so excited about this because I love this request. We've had requests where somebody proposed to their girlfriend using a request. I think one of them told their significant other they were having a baby, and this one kind of continues the trend. Nick Lundeen emailed in and said, right now, I'm driving in my car with my girlfriend who has no idea where we are going. Well, Brian, please tell her. And so we're playing this to let you know. This is from the band H2O. It came out in 2002. And I'm not even going to spoil. I'm going to let you get right into the song before you figure out where the two of you are going. So Nick and girlfriend, have a great time. Here's where you're going.
I love this. This is the coolest thing. All right. I wanted to, this is to celebrate.
Maybe.
All right. Here we go. Here's your song, and you'll get it from when you hear it. Here you go.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.